Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists Dharm Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, calls upon nation to shed slave mentality to become developed by 2047. Prime Minister says Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's life, sacrifice and character remain a profound source of inspiration, releases a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru in Kurukshetra. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserts India must expand its economy, boosting exports to create more employment opportunities. India and Afghanistan announce air freight corridor linking Kabul with Delhi and Amritsar to enhance bilateral trade and connectivity. Nation to celebrate Constitution Day tomorrow. And India wraps up campaign in shooting at Deaflympics in Tokyo with massive haul of 16 medals, including 7 gold. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the Dharm Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh today, marking the completion of the temple's construction. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood.
Aaj sampurna Bharat, sampurna Vishwa, Rammaya hai. हर राम भक्त के हृदय में अद्वितीय संतोष है, असीम कृतज्ञता है, अपार अलौकिक आनंद है, सदियों के घाव भर रहे हैं, सदियों की वेदना आज विराम पा रही है, सदियों का संकल्प आज सिद्धि को प्राप्त हो रहा है, आज उस यज्ञ की पूर्णावती है जिसकी अग्नि 500
वर्ष तक प्रज्वलित रही. Mr. Modi asserted that if the nation takes a resolve to free itself completely from the mentality of slavery within the next decade, then such a flame of confidence will be ignited that no force will be able to stop the realization of the dream of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
अगर हम ठान ले अगले 10 साल में मानसिक गुलामी से पूरी तरह मुक्ति पा लेंगे और तब जाकर के ऐसी ज्वाला प्रज्वलित होगी, ऐसा आत्मविश्वास बढ़ेगा कि 2047 तक विकसित भारत का सपना पूरा होने से भारत को कोई रोक नहीं पाएगा.
Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi participated in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji at Kurukshetra in Haryana. He offered prayers on the occasion. During the program, Mr. Modi released a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, personalities like Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji are rare in history and their life, sacrifice and character are a great source of inspiration.
Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji jaise vyaktitva itihas mein virle hi hote hain. Unka jeevan, unka tyag, unka charitra bahut badi prerna hai. Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji ne satya, nyay और आस्था की रक्षा को अपना धर्म माना और इस धर्म की रक्षा उन्होंने अपने प्राण देकर की. इस ऐतिहासिक अवसर पर भारत सरकार ने श्री गुरु तेग बहादुर जी के चरणों में एक स्मृति डाक टिकट और विशेष सिक्का भी समर्पित करने का सौभाग्य पाया है.
Prime Minister Modi said the whole world has witnessed that the new India neither fears nor stops nor bows before terrorism.
हम विश्व को बंधुत्व की बात भी बताते हैं और अपनी सीमाओं की रक्षा भी करते हैं. हम शांति चाहते हैं लेकिन अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करते. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर इसका सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है. पूरे विश्व ने देखा है नया भारत न डरता है, न रुकता है और न आतंकवाद के खिलाफ झुकता है. आज का भारत साहस और स्पष्टता के साथ पूरी शक्ति से आगे बढ़ रहा है.
The Prime Minister also inaugurated Panchajanya Memorial in Kurukshetra, dedicated to the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India must expand its economy and create more employment opportunities by boosting exports. Chairing the fourth meeting of the Board of Trade in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal called for a strong centre-state partnership to boost India's export growth. The minister also highlighted the resilient performance of the Indian economy amid global volatility and reaffirmed the government's commitment to accelerating export growth. Deputy Secretary General of PHD, Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Jatinder Singh, has welcomed the implementation of the new labour codes in the country. The new labour codes came into effect on the 21st of this month. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Singh said the new reforms have achieved the milestone in bringing uniformity in the definition of wages for the workers.
These labour codes are going to make an important milestone in the sense that it is making all the definitions, there is uniformity in implementation across all the states, and also it has led to broader participation of not only regular employees but also contract workers, the gig workers, the women workers, as well as migrant workers.
The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Madhya Pradesh.
The new GST reforms have provided relief to Madhya Pradesh's farmers, artisans and businesses. By cutting tax rates across key sectors, these reforms have made products cheaper for consumers and improved margins for manufacturers. The farm equipment and agro machinery such as tractors and pumps now attract just 5% GST, making them cheaper and more accessible to the state's farmers. Similarly, state's snack hub in Indore sees major benefits as GST on namkeen has been reduced from 12 to 5%. The GST reforms are benefiting different sectors of Madhya Pradesh. With Ishani, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India and Afghanistan have announced the launch of an air freight corridor linking Kabul with Delhi and Amritsar to enhance bilateral trade and connectivity. The initiative aims to strengthen economic ties and facilitate the movement of essential goods between the two nations. The decision was taken during the Afghan Minister of Industry and Commerce, Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi's week-long visit to India, which concluded today. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Minister Azizi met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Minister Azizi also held delegation-level talks with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. They discussed a broad range of issues, including trade facilitation and market access. Both sides agreed to the initiation of the air freight corridor on the Kabul-Delhi and Kabul-Amritsar sectors. Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that there is no cause for concern at this moment following the volcanic eruption in Ethiopia and the eastward movement of the ash cloud. In a social media post, the ministry said that flight operations across India remain smooth, with only a few flights rerouted or descended as a precaution. It added that Airport Authority of India has issued the necessary notices to airmen on NOTAM and all affected flights have been kept informed. The nation will celebrate Constitution Day tomorrow. The theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. The main function will be held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will attend the event. Our correspondent reports that this year marks the 76th anniversary of the adoption of its constitution.
On the occasion of Constitution Day, millions across India will read the preamble from cities to villages. The President will lead the reading of the preamble of the Constitution. During the program, the translated version of Constitution of India will be released in 9 languages, including Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia, and Assamese. A commemorative booklet, Bharat Ki Samvidhan Se Kala aur Calligraphy, will also be released. On Constitution Day, all union ministries, departments, state and union territory governments and local bodies will organize different programs. The Constituent Assembly took 2 years, 11 months and 17 days to accomplish the stupendous task of drafting the historic document. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 56th International Film Festival of India in Panaji, Goa remains a prime spot for everything in cinema. On the sixth day of the festival, film lovers in India and around the world enjoyed illuminating masterclass exclusive film screenings and many more. We have a report.
Nigerian film My Father's Shadow received its India premiere today at IFFI, which is in contention for the Golden Peacock for Best Movie. It follows the story of a father and his two sons in Lagos over the course of a single day during the 1993 Nigerian election. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, director Akinola Davies Jr. talked about the beautiful intricacies of father-son relationship.
The film is based on a lot of lived history and lived experience. It borrows very heavily from our lived experience in Nigeria growing up during the election crisis. We borrow from Nigerian history in the election crisis as well. And it's a film that is really an ode to the relationship with the father that we never had.
In a masterclass on SFX and stunts, special effects coordinator and Academy Award winner Christopher Charles Corbould revealed the planning and execution behind some of the biggest hits, including Casino Royale, The Dark Knight and Inception. A special tribute was also paid to Bollywood legend Dharmendra. Film director Rahul Ravel reflected on the life, legacy and impact of the Indian He-Man. With Nikhil and Saira, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Panaji.
In Uttarakhand, the portals of Badrinath Dham located in Chamoli district were closed for the winter season this afternoon, with Vedic rituals and religious traditions marking the formal conclusion of this year's Char Dham Yatra. We have a report.
On the occasion of the closing of Badrinath Dham's portal, the temple premises resonated with devotional tunes played by the army band and chants of Jai Badri Vishal. Despite the cold weather, more than 5,000 devotees witnessed the closing ceremony. Tomorrow morning, the throne of Adi Guru Shankaracharya along with throne of Sri Kuberji, Uddhavji and Ravalji will depart for their winter residence in Pandukeshwar and Sri Narasimha Temple, Joshimath. This year, the Chardham Yatra began on April 30th. The portals of Kedarnath, Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines have already been closed earlier. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
And in sports, India wrapped up their campaign in shooting at the Deaflympics in Tokyo with a massive haul of 16 medals, including 7 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze. The Indians dominated the shooting ranges, winning 16 out of the total 39 medals in the discipline during 10 days of competition. The most successful shooter was riflewoman Mahit Sandhu, who won 4 medals, including 2 gold and 2 silver. Indian shooters won a total of 5 medals, including 3 gold and 2 bronze at the previous edition of the Games in Brazil. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 549 runs set by South Africa, India were 27 for 2 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 of the second and final test in Guwahati. Sai Sudarshan and Kuldeep Yadav were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. Earlier, South Africa declared their second innings after scoring 260 for 5 wickets. Indian team was bundled out for 201 runs in its first innings on day 3 yesterday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists Dharm Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Rama Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, calls upon nation to shed slave mentality to become developed by 2047. Prime Minister says Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's life, sacrifice and character remain a profound source of inspiration, releases a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru in Kurukshetra. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserts India must expand its economy, boosting exports to create more employment opportunities. India and Afghanistan announce air freight corridor linking Kabul with Delhi and Amritsar to enhance bilateral trade and connectivity. Nation to celebrate Constitution Day tomorrow. And India wraps up campaign in shooting at Deaflympics in Tokyo with massive haul of 16 medals, including 7 gold. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.